stars, you should go out and see it right away.
3.
I saw an excellent movie last night. It was a totally different kind of story from a typical war movie. It was exciting and intelligent. The star was that actor who just won a big award. He's always good, but he's unbelievably good in this one. And the actress who plays opposite him is wonderful. The ending is really sad, but it also made me think a lot about really deep and important stuff. I like it when movies do that to me. You should really try to see it. I don't usually like war movies, but this one is really exciting. It has a terrific soundtrack. The songs made the battle scenes really exciting.
4.
Have you seen that new animated movie that's showing now? You should see it. The story is about a war between humans and giant insects. I know it sounds kind of silly, but the story really works well. All the animation was done with computers, and they used the voices of some really famous actors. That really made the movie enjoyable. I won't say who wins in the end, but I will tell you that it's a big surprise. I left the theater very happy. I guess they could have chosen better music, though. I don't think rap music is good for that kind of movie.
People are talking about movies. What did they like or not like about each movie? Listen and check the correct answers. 1.
I went to a really dumb movie last night. You should save yourself some money and find something else to do. It's supposed to be a comedy, but it isn't very funny at all. The story is really boring. It's all about some guys who were planning a bank robbery, and everything goes wrong. Some of the actors were really big stars, but the acting was just terrible. They seemed bored, and so was I. The ending was supposed to be this big surprise, but everyone in the theater knew it was coming. I guess the only good part was the music. The opening song had a great beat, and the rest of the soundtrack wasn't bad.
2.
I saw that new action movie this weekend. The story was much better than I expected. The main character has to go way underground, under the subway stations, to find this monster. The main character is that really handsome star, Matt Castle. He looked fantastic. It's worth the price of a ticket just to see him on the big screen, smiling and fighting, and wearing these really great suits. The ending was a bit stupid, and the music was disappointing, but I was still really into the story. If you like action movies, or good-looking movies,